Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Today's episode of The Shift on R2C2 is brought to you by Fanatics. Fanatics has the world's largest collection of officially licensed fan gear. I actually buy a lot of cool stuff from them. They're the official on-field provider of Major League Baseball uniforms. They're also exclusive providers of the authentic MLB postseason division, league, and World Series champions locker room tees. Shop for all the leagues, teams, and players you love online at Fanatics.com. Fanatics officially licensed everything. And now, The Shift on R2C2.
All right, Didi, so how difficult was it to hold this man back in that moment?
Well, he said something, she said something, and then he started walking down. I was like, all right, here we go. So I'm like, all right, it was just like, yeah, just go to the dugout. Don't worry about him. Don't waste your time. And then he ended up saying something else. I'm like, all right, I got to get back. Like, I ain't holding him back. So I had
he was like, you crazy. And I was like, you fucking right. What's up, everybody? We back. It's R2C2, another episode of The Shift.
That's right, baby. Number two. I've also gotten really good at letting you do the intro without jumping you. Are you proud of me?
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
That's it. I used to dive right in. And today we welcome back two of our favorites. When we had them on a couple years ago, because I think it was 2017 when we did it.
It was 2017. Yeah.
The reaction was like, oh my gosh, we need like a
show.
A spinoff pod. Yeah, exactly. Of Didi Gregorius and Aaron Hicks.
You guys could definitely have your own show, bro. Yeah. For sure.
You really could. Didi, thank you for being with us.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me again.
And Aaron will be here at some point soon.
Shortly. Yeah, we'll see.
Is this typical of Hicksy to be late?
Yeah.
Or just to forget.
Just forget stuff. Yeah.
He does?
That's him.
Oh,
that's
my gosh. How do you guys remember stuff? Do you like put it in your phone on the calendar and stuff? Or do you just remember on your own?
I forget everything. So, no. I mean.
Amber reminds
me. Yeah, Amber, Sadie, somebody has to tell me everything.
How about you, Didi?
I got some of it in my phone. I try to remember most of the stuff.
Okay. I got you. Yeah,
The reason why is because of this guy. He texts me all the time. Say, hey, what time you leaving? What time is the bus? So
Hicks always goes to you for that information. Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. I know. That is true. I do feel like that sometimes, like when we're on the road or whatever, I'll always text Meredith, like, hey, what time's Clubhouse? Hey, what time is this? Here he is.
The man of the hour.
Exit Velo City. He's here. Aaron Hicks joining the program. Back on The Shift, presented by R2C2. What's up, man?
You know, just hitting some traffic on the GW.
Yeah, there's no traffic.
No traffic.
Oh, man. That's great. You know, we were just telling Didi, this is a highly anticipated episode because when you guys were on a couple years ago, people just fell in love with you two. They wanted you guys to do your own spinoff show.
Yeah, he was over here clowning my fit and stuff. So. You know, it's all right, though.
That's right. And that was when we actually ended up with an emoji for CeCe. After that episode. Which is maybe that's where we should start.
The edits that you did last night were dope. Yeah.
Yes. So this is the new post game, you know, social media celebration for you is Instagram graphics of your teammates, huh?
Yeah. So took a long while because Cindy, when I was out, I was doing the animation, the drawings. And then I ended up doing the one for when I came back. So I was like, well, I want to start something new. So when I came back, I didn't post anything because, I mean, I wasn't there the whole time. And I wanted to be just them, not about me. Mm. And it's the second half now. So I told Mary that I got something, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. Wait till Monday. Like, when it starts winning, you'll see some new version of what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then I came out with that yesterday.
Yeah, but that video was dope, though.
Yeah,
that video was dope. Yeah, that home run.
Yes. Oh, that was sick. Yeah,
home run ALDS.
You got to do last night's now.
Do what?
The last, because you got to do last night. Yeah.
For real.
It's going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah.
I already asked Ari for all the pictures. So. Did you,
yeah, need those.
That is terrific. So do you now have like the graphics for all these guys ready?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I got all of them now.
So Hixie goes yard tonight, and you have one ready to go.
Yep.
That's sick.
Yeah. I got for everybody. I got one for everybody.
Oh, that's awesome.
So when
man.
Guys get called up, it's a new drawing again. So that's what I'm trying to do so I can have everybody on there.
That's dope.
There you go.
That is
so we
awesome.
About to see that mug tonight then.
Yeah. That's right, man. I like that confidence. Very nice. So, Aaron, what was your perspective running in from center field as Didi had to hold back the bear, CC Sabathia, at the end of that inning?
Man, I was like, bro, I think he's going to need some help on that.
It wasn't even that serious, though, man. Yeah. Like, it was just, that shit was crazy, man.
I don't know, bro, but every time I got to run in, I got to watch what you're doing.
You wasn't even running in, though.
I was running in.
Oh, no, but yeah. I'm saying everybody was already in. Oh, yeah. Because we were walking in.
I know. That was my first time where I can get in front of the action.
You know what?
As outfielders, bro, as outfielders, we're always the last one to get there.
What's crazy is that I'm like, I was like, the last couple times that like something's happened with them, like I've been apologetic, like I hit, what's the name, the last time I pitched and I apologized, you know, whatever. And then last night I was kind of like, you know, I wasn't talking to you, but he was still staring. I'm not going to like back down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, it is what it is. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
If you want the problem.
I don't give a fuck. If that's where you want to go, we can go there, guys. You know what I'm saying? Every time. Like, if that's what y'all want to do, just let me know. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. So here's getting to know you and also getting to know these sort of interactions on the field from you. My interpretation of it was this, and tell me if I'm right. You were just doing your normal thing where you're just kind of screaming.
Yeah.
Like, not directed at anybody, but just kind of like the way you kind of
walking off. Yeah,
walking
whatever.
Off,
yeah.
Right? And then he's saying, like, why are you yelling at me? And you're like, I'm not yelling at you.
If I was, you would know
if he was yelling at you.
And you know what's crazy, too? Yesterday, I watched a Ron Artest documentary. So he might have been like in my mind too. You know what I'm saying? Like I might have had a little round on my shoulder last night. So I had a little edge, man.
You were channeling Artest.
I was channeling Artest last night.
Oh my gosh. By the way, I ordered the t-shirt today. And did you see which RotoWear already came out with the if I was talking to you, I'd be talking to you. I almost think we need to like rename the pod that. That's such a great quote. But did you see the album cover?
I saw it, that was funny.
Do you see it yet? I'll pull it up right now. So Uninterrupted did like an album cover, like Drake's album, but with If I Was Talking to You. That was terrific. All right, Didi, so how difficult was it to hold this man back in that moment?
Man.
You should have just let me go, cuz.
Yeah, man. I wanted to. I'm not going to lie. But I was like, I don't know if you're going to go one more inning or so. So I was like, I'm trying to give you the very first, because I saw it happen. So, like, I was running in. I was like, all right, CeCe said something. Well, he said something. CeCe said something. And then he started walking. I was like, all right, here we go. So I'm like, all right. It was just like, just go to the dugout. Don't worry about him. Don't waste your time. And then he ended up saying something else. I'm like, all right, I got to get back like this. I ain't holding him back. So I had
he was like, you crazy. And I was like, you fucking right. Don't forget that shit. Yeah. Don't. I am fucking crazy, man.
Gosh, man, I love it. Yeah. So now, is it fair to say, like, I mean, you guys now, these two teams have bad blood. Does it feel that way? Like the rivalry is turned up between
it's not,
you guys?
I don't know if it's bad blood. Really, it's just intense game.
Yeah. Okay.
The games are super close. They're super intense. They just... I mean, you know, we're battling for the division. This is for the division. So
lead changes all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, man. Oh, believe me, I know you were all over it the weekend before the All-Star break. You made me almost like I was trying not to pop my own vocal cord blood vessel. ball in your game-tying home runs. But I have to say, I was very happy with what I was able to deliver in the moment on your game-tying home run.
Hey, I do love then, hearing it, too.
I was all over the call. Yeah. I was like, you don't get to determine that. I got to hear it first before you fucking... He was in the group chat like, oh, my call was great. No.
I nailed it.
We get to tell you if it's great or not, bro.
Yeah, but I love that, though. I love the emotion he shows when the dudes are hitting home runs. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you, Ixie. I appreciate that. No, it's just like you getting on the group chat if you're like, yo, my cutter was sick tonight, fam.
I never do that.
I'd be cool
but if
with
you
it.
Did that would yeah. be just be like cool. What you
yeah,
did
yeah, exactly. That's if you happen to that would be it. Alright, speaking of bombs, how good did that grand slam feel last night?
Man, it felt like one of the best. Like, yeah. I mean, it's been a while since I got a hit, so I mean, it came out big, especially since I left you. So it was pretty big right there.
Did you see, like, I mean, I'm sure since you did it, you maybe recognized in the moment, but just how high that pitch was that you had?
I mean, he struck out Gardy and same thing, yeah. same high fastball. So I was geared up for the high fastball right there.
Okay, so you were thinking, like, all right, he might go here. Yeah. How about this? It was the highest pitch out of the zone hit for a home run this season.
Oh, wow.
Was that pitch you hit out last night? Yes. Of every pitch, every high fastball hit for a home run this year, that was the highest.
And I was just looking at the crowd of stadium.
Yeah, it was rocking.
No, man, I was up next, bro. I was up next. Now I already knew what was about to happen. I was like, let me just go ahead. You know, Didi always be getting curtain calls, bro. Even on away games. You know, I'm already ready for this.
It's been the energy and the fans have been bringing. It's been crazy. Yeah.
They love this team. You know, I mean, I think the fans really connect to you guys. And there's definitely a part of it that feels like we've talked about, like it's been building for a few years, right? Like this group has been building towards an eventual championship, right? Hopefully this year. And I think this, I mean, I don't know if you guys can feel that, but I think the fan base is very connected to your guys, your core that's been going through this the last couple years.
Yeah, definitely. We can feel it because, I mean, they're cheering for everybody. It's not just one guy, you know, it's the whole team they're cheering for. So that's what you want from the fans. And I mean, they're there every day cheering. So, I mean, you can't take that away from them.
I think it kind of started in 17 with like our underdog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we had underdogs in 17 and got everybody like in the city kind of on our side again and just kind of carried. I mean, you know, the Yankee fan base is so crazy, but then having that like likable guys, you know, and I guess I don't know. Yankee guys are not, you know, weren't that likable before, I guess, you know what I'm saying? So having those type of guys are cool.
But right. It's easier to like you guys than say Randy Johnson and Kevin Brown. You know what I mean? I'm just saying there's a little bit of a difference, you know. Aaron, you are a phenomenal bat flipper on walks, okay? We know that.
Right? Wait, before you say anything, he said, I'm not going to throw a bat.
Whoa.
Right off.
You said that you were going to throw a bat.
You said about
the
walk.
What happened yesterday?
I just threw it on the ground. He said, you can ask him about this too. He said, I'm not going to pimp a walk anymore. Right after that, first walk.
I'll be forgetting, bro. I'll be forgetting. Bro. That's amazing. You know, it's just something. I can't stop it, bro. I just, you know, just like, ooh. Hey, oh, that was 10 flips.
See, now, Hixie would get on the group chat afterwards and say, yo, you see the way I flipped that walk?
You see that walk, though?
You know what? I don't ever want you to change that because it's a work of art. It really is. We cannot have you all of a sudden just walking down to first. I need, like, you know, the way you toss the bat aside, the style to it, man.
Yeah, bro. I mean, it truly takes talent.
Yeah.
him and Kenny Lofton, the only two people I ever seen pimp walk.
Nah, bro. Clutch.
Yeah. Just a pimp shit out of walk. And then walk off.
Let you
it was better than his home run.
He was. Last year, I was like, whoa, this is next level, man. All right, so Aaron, what'd you think of the home run bat toss from Didi last night?
Yo, I thought it was dope, bro. Me too. But, I mean, I tell you, bro, I blacked out because I threw my bat too. Like, man, I was like, Didi. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about, dog. Yeah, you know, and I was like, oh, shit. I got, I got a hit. I was like, all right, cool.
So you bat flipped his home run.
Yeah, I can't stop it, dog.
That is tremendous. All right, so last time you guys were here, you got on each other's fashion senses a lot. You know, I mean, I know because you two love to get on each other, love to debate. Didi, I'll ask you first. How has Hixie's fashion sense evolved over the last year and a half? You like that change? That looks like a 7-year, $70 million change.
That's what that looks like.
No, it got better. Yeah. It got better. It got better.
Very nice. Yeah. It's complimenting. All right, so the fashion has evolved. And how about how are you feeling about Didi's fashion sense right now?
I feel like it got worse.
I knew that was coming.
You know, man, I used to love it, you know, when he had that little, what was it, Banana Republic?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the little Banana Republic stuff, getting free stuff all the time. He had on some fresh stuff all the time. I was like, yo, what is that, though? Like, what, you know, let me get those real quick. Let me hold those on. But... Nah, his style is cool, man. And, you know, every time we on the flights and stuff, he always fresh. So I can't complain about his style.
You know, one of my great regrets in life is something I said about CeCe once, fashion-wise. I think I've apologized to you this before, but like... We were talking one time on the pod about fashion.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
It was us.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, I mean, you know, I don't really, you know, your sense of style is whatever, right? Like, and now I'm like, ever since then, I've noticed, I'm like, oh, man, I feel terrible about that. Like, CeCe has a terrific sense of style. Like,
whoa. What you mean CeCe does? Yeah. You mean Amber. Amber has a style.
All right, fair enough. Which makes me feel even worse because I was, like, discrediting Amber's incredible fashion sense. I think I had just never paid attention, but... My friend, you really do have great style.
Like, nah,
I
feel man, like, it's all Amber though.
Yeah,
it's all
she
Amber.
She does a terrific job.
She does a good job.
So she lines up your outfits though. Yeah,
she styles me. Yeah,
How does that work? Is it like in the morning, or is it like something's already out for you that day?
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, is she like in the morning?
Oh, it
what
depends
are you
on what I have.
Whatever.
Like, if I have something to do, like if I'm going to be like people seeing me,
yeah,
then she'll put something out.
Okay.
But if I'm like day to day, then it's just me.
Got you.
And we know.
And everybody knows.
Sweatpants.
Because it's just Jordan.
And a yogi shirt.
That's it.
So everybody can tell when I'm doing something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what you got today? Because you're in something else those days.
But for the road trip, she puts it all out and then sends me pictures and shit.
Aaron, you are a Jordan Brand guy. Mm-hmm. Are you part of this Jordan Brand texting that these guys do or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. How what's it like being a part of the Jordan Brand text chain?
You know what? It took me a while, bro, to get into it. Like,
did it?
You know, like I don't want to say something and then everybody think it's not funny that I'm the clown. Because I mean, I already know you can't, you know, Dex likes to talk smack. You know, there's people in the chat. You know, you just like, ooh.
You
damn.
Don't get on certain people.
I believe him alone today. I believe him alone. So every now and then, you know, I come in with some stuff. But normally, you know, it's always all the birthday stuff. Everybody's birthday is coming up or whatever. We'd be like, happy birthday to the fam or whatever. But
so the group chat just consists of happy birthday messages to everybody?
A lot of those.
That's recently,
or getting on each other, or like ragging on each other.
It's either ragging on each other or birthday. Like
that's so funny, man.
You know, or when the shoes coming?
Yeah. Yo, where my cleats at?
Yeah, where the shoes at? Like if something coming up, like were we getting shoes for this? You know what I'm saying? And then a conversation will start.
Have we had Players Weekend yet?
No. It's when we go to Dodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, really? That's fun.
August.
Yeah, we got all black unis, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's gonna
really?
Be sick.
Oh, that
I'm excited
is
for that.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's
black
sick.
Bands.
Sick and hot.
Yeah, I was
gonna say it's gonna be hot.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
All black unis in August in LA.
August.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good luck with that, fellas. Yeah.
But I mean, what with the black though, your cleats can do whatever.
Oh, true.
I mean, that's gonna look.
Didi, what do you got planned for that? You already got something in the works?
Yeah, I got two done.
Yeah,
he already painting them. Yeah, right now, are you?
I mean, I had a lot of time off, so so I got two of them down already. So I got I'm working on my last one right now.
That's nice. What I love about Players Weekend. Like you get to see guys' personalities.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what they really want to wear. And stuff.
Exactly.
I know it is. It's fun, man. Also, the cleats you have now, all your new Jordans that you got, man. Oof,
they turned out good. Hixie's turned out good too. And Dylan. Yeah. Dylan got some dope shit. You just ain't seen it yet. He got some cool shit,
too. But when he does, you know?
By the way, I feel like everybody's Jordans this year came out dope. Like, Dex got some dope ones. Mookie has some clean ones.
Yeah, man. Oh,
they doing a good job.
They all look sick. I got to see somebody. Okay, here we go. Yeah. All right. This is so at some point I want to take some questions from Twitter. And just because you just talked about the, you know, group chat, I don't want to bother this guy this day. There was a question that I from one of our followers that I thought was good. Spencer Hall tweeted, who is the clubhouse prankster and who is the one dude you just don't mess with? Like the guy you wouldn't dare prank or get on. You'd be like, oh, no, we don't mess with him like that.
Chappie.
Nobody messes with Chappie.
Yeah. I mess with Chappie, but it's like.
You can joke with him.
Yeah, it's like yo, you good?
You're not going to pull a phone,
so it's like you joke and then you go, hey, you're right.
You can joke with him, but you ain't going to pull a prank on him.
That's fantastic.
I think the guy that fucks around the most is Guardy, though.
Yeah.
Like if something happens, everybody goes to Guardy.
Everybody goes to Guardy.
Really?
Everybody. That's the first.
You really got to watch the food, too. Donuts.
He fucked the cookies up yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, no, what did he do?
He put hot sauce all over the cookies, bro.
I was like, bro, at least put it on a bad one.
Like, you're not going to eat the fucking cookies. Don't fuck the cookies up, because that shit pisses me off, because I eat the cookies.
Yeah.
Like, I know
he put turkey bacon on.
Yeah, that shit pissed me off, too. He put a bunch of turkey bacon and cookies and then put it in my chair. That shit pissed me off.
That's fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
So, Guardy just messes with everybody then.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's terrific. What about, is Canely a prankster or is he just loud?
He's just loud.
Yeah, he's just loud.
He's funny.
He's being him.
Yeah.
Loud, funny, and just being him. That's just the way he is.
I love it, man. He cracks me up because he's just like he's just like nonstop.
Screaming.
Yes. His energy and vocal cords are both remarkable. Yeah. He's on a next level. He is on a next level, but he's not pranking.
No. Yeah. The only real prankster is Guardy.
Wow. All right. Well, I remember the prank he did with the that he told us about too, where he put to Flinny's keys.
Oh yeah, when he put the, was Flynn gone when you guys were here? He cut this open and took the battery out so this wouldn't work. And put a picture of himself in there.
Yeah.
But Flinny was like taking his car in, thought something was wrong with his car, getting new keys and shit.
Yeah.
And they opened it up as a little ass picture of Guardy.
Yeah, that's awesome, bro.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Thanks for that, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously. And
he had Flinny taking his car in. He was getting serviced and all kind of shit. And fucking Guardy fucking with the battery.
Gosh, and just in case our audience doesn't know, Anthony Flynn used to be the video coordinator.
Guy, yeah.
Was he here when you guys were here?
Yeah, he was when I was here.
Okay, got you. Yeah.
I don't think he was here.
Yeah. No. So you guys, you have different roads here, but a few questions about like background wise, because people like hearing that. Didi, like, I didn't realize this. Your grandpa was a great pitcher in Curaçao.
Yeah.
So like, what I mean at that time, because we know now, like Curaçao baseball, like you guys are loaded in the big leagues. But when your grandpa was doing it, what was the attention like around baseball players, and what kind of player was he?
Well, I didn't get to see him much. I mean, he passed away when I was 10 years old, but. What stories I've heard, his nickname is Chiquitín. That means like little, but he was like almost 7 foot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So his hands were like, man, like this big.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, damn. I mean, he could hold like 5 baseball easy in his hands. There's a bunch of pictures and everything. So, I mean, I've heard a lot about him. And that's one of the reasons why everybody wanted me and my dad and my brother, all of us, to be a pitcher. But I was like, that's not going to work for me because I want to play every day. So that was one thing that everybody kept talking about while I was growing up, but I didn't want to go that route.
Dad's a good pitcher too, man.
Yeah,
wiffle ball. I was like, "Ooh, what is that?"
Wait, new pitch. His dad and wiffle ball.
Yeah, we had this little family wiffle ball thing.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Before spring training started,
17.
me and my brother, his brother, was out there playing a little wiffle ball strikeout. Bro.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yo, it was a close game too.
Who won?
The Gregorius
by default.
You know,
by default.
Yeah, my homer was fair.
Oh, is there a controversial homer from the Hicks that got pulled back?
Now he's saying something. He didn't say it while we were playing. Now he wants to say something.
That was fair, bro. That was fair.
He didn't want to say it.
Wait, all I want to say is we got video. So, I mean.
We do.
Y'all filmed it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
We filmed it. Yeah. I better put that all together. So, it was so fun.
It was a mini video. That is fantastic. Aaron, how's being a dad, man?
Yo, it's awesome. Yeah. It really is awesome. Yesterday was his first crawl steps.
Oh wow, man! Yeah. Congratulations.
So yeah, it was fun, and then we videoed today, and he was crawling a little bit more better today. So yeah. it was awesome. Before he was kind of cheating, so you know he's a backside baby, so he got a big butt. So he would always use his legs to kind of like push himself forward, kind of like how the little worms be doing. So he would always cheat and be like, "Yo, use your front arms. Let's go. Come on, you got this." But today, he was starting to, put his left and right arm forward. So it was awesome just to kind of see that. And, it's been fun, man. It really has.
Do you remember those days, C? The crawling, crawling?
I was just about to say, just thinking like that's when the hell breaks loose. They can start moving, man.
Yeah.
Because it's good when they can't move. Like they can just sit, there. They can't do shit.
Yeah.
But when they moving, you got to be active.
I heard that, man. I mean, during the All-Star break.
That's when real parenting starts.
During the All-Star break, I woke up in the middle of the night. He headbutted me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was laying right next to me. And he was already awake. And then it was just like I woke up and I was looking at him. And he was looking at me. And then he lost his balance. And he was like, pow.
Oh. I was like, oh, man. Come get him.
I'm out of commission.
Do you give advice to the young dads on the team ever, see?
If they need it, what I'm saying? It ain't really no advice to give. You got to just live it. What I'm saying? It ain't really, I can tell them everything until I'm blue in the face, but it ain't going to mean nothing until the baby goes through it or he goes through it. Like it's just one of those kind of experiences you got to go through,
Does it change? Because, even before the season, right, you sign a long-term lucrative contract. Does it change your perspective on that side of things when all of a sudden, you have a family? You have a son. Does it change your thinking when it comes to those sort of decisions?
No, man, not really. I feel like for me to be a father, I got to be a father to my son no matter what the situation is. So I'm going to be a dad to him. Regardless of what my situation is, and I'm gonna try to do it to the best of my ability. I mean, I'm not gonna change the way I'm gonna parent my son depending on what my contract is or what my surroundings is. Either way, I'm gonna be a dad, and I'm gonna try to be the best dad I can.
That's a beautiful way of looking at it, man. I like that. Didi, how about you? You're in a contract year. Do you ever think about this as the season's going along?
About what? Contract?
You're able to compartmentalize it.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's whatever I can play and I put in, that's going to end up being the contract. So I'm not worried about that. Whatever happens, happens, if it's now or at the end of the year. So it is what it is. I don't go playing and thinking about the money because at the end of the day, if I do my job, it's going to be there.
Yes, it will be. Definitely will be. I can promise you it will be. It's going to be there. And I also feel like of every athlete I know, you have a greater ability to like hone in on multiple things and master them at once than anybody I've ever seen. Like it's unbelievable, man, that you can like what you can do with graphic art and the way you design things and now and learning video editing and now playing the piano is the latest thing.
You think that makes you a better player though? Like doing all that stuff, like keeping your mind off because baseball's so hard.
Yeah, like that's what I was telling people, like. I don't want to be just one player that does just play baseball. Like I always want to learn something new so I can get my mind off of baseball.
Mm.
It gets better because I think about more stuff. And then just like when I go home, for example, I don't really think about, my bad that I did, blah, blah, blah. Like,
yeah.
I got my piano there. It's like, I'm going to play the piano. Just think about what I can do to get better or get behind the computer, start doing something different. He used to make fun of me all the time on the plane. until we ended up making a quick video, and then he liked it. He said, "Hey man, let's do it again."
For real, bro. I'm over here trying to play cards, man. I want to win some money. He over here on his computer, you know. I'm like, man, you wasted time. Let's go. Come on, let's go. And after that video, though, I'm hooked, bro. Like now I got my boy Roger. You know, we did some stuff during the off season with like little videos and stuff with music and stuff, and I got super into it and.
That's awesome.
You know, because it's a whole different like perspective of things. It's like I'm not focusing on just this. Everybody got talent. Everybody can do whatever they want if they put their mind to it. I always saw a piano. I was like, I can never play a piano, especially when I see the notes. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah.
Like, and then I started like, I watch people play. Like, that's how I learned. I watch people play and I try to memorize everything and then just play the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that is awesome.
I can't even read the notes yet.
Well, you still can't read music. You're like drumline.
Yeah. For real though. God, for real. I was like, yo, man, play Still Dre. He was like, how am I gonna play Still Dre? I'm like, I got the notes. I got the stuff. I put it on like YouTube, and it was like how to play Still Dre. Yo, I'm telling you, bro. In like 5 to 10 minutes, this dude was like, dum dum dum. I was like, do it, Diddy. Do it. Oh, he killed it though.
Oh, in London. In London.
Yeah.
So we walked in. It was after we came off a season party. So we walked in, and there was one of the Sam Brenners who were playing the piano. So I was like, oh, this she's playing the piano. We just watched. And I was about to go up to the room. I was like, I don't want to do anything. Just go up to the room. This fool goes, hey, man, go get a piano. Go get a piano. So he's like, go play. I was like, nah, I don't want to play. He's like, go play. And then she looks at me. It's like, you play? I was like, not really. Yeah, you know how to play. Yeah, you know
how to play. So did you play there?
Yeah,
in the lobby?
There. Yeah, no. I played in the lobby.
Oh, man. Dope, dude. Yeah. And I remember the little piano dude was like, well, I guess my job's done. I was like, no, you're good. Go ahead, dude. Do your thing,
dog. Just walked away, and the girl was actually like, she's a singer. So she was setting up like the mics and everything, and then I was playing John Legend. And she literally started singing.
Oh, that is awesome, man.
While I was playing.
That's so cool, man. It reminds me of 2009 after the Twin Series at the hotel in Minnesota, which Jolie played.
Oh, playing piano.
Yeah. Which was, I mean, like, I was there. How I was there at that point, I don't know. But, like, but I was there.
He told me that story.
Yeah, it was unbelievable because, and actually, Brian Hoke and Mark Feinstein ended up doing something on it in their book, Mission 27, which is now the second time
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that?
Him playing the piano.
No, so... well, you know, we won't get into why.
I don't remember that shit at all.
That was a different time in CC's life.
I don't know what y'all talking about. What piano?
but it was amazing because it was, you know, Joe, there's a piano there and people were like eating on or whatever, and at some point Joe Lee was over there and he's like, oh, it'd be nice if someone could play here, and Joe Lee's like, I could play, which, you know,
Joe Lee's an amazing piano player.
And then all of a sudden he's playing songs and, like, you know, Kate Hudson's right there singing to them, and, you know, I mean, Tex was singing his face off. It was like, it was interesting, but it was really cool. So I can only imagine what that was like in the lobby at London, man.
Yeah, now Jolie actually told me that story.
Did
too,
he?
So that's why I know about it.
Has he helped? Now Jolie, for our audience who doesn't know, he has been one of the clubbies with the Yankees for a long time, staple at Yankee Stadium. Has he been helping you, teaching you, and stuff?
Yeah, we've been here like every now and then. We go in the clubhouse in the office, in Ben's office. We have a piano in there, and I just got in there. He's like, "Hey, I'm gonna bring it in. I'm gonna leave it in here." So I said, "All right." So I went there, just started playing, and then I told him like I want to play like blues and stuff. So he was teaching me. He's teaching me how to play blues right now and jazz and all that stuff.
That's so cool.
So I go home. I even bought a piano here, like a keyboard, just so I can like.
Remember all that.
Yeah, remember all the notes and keep it going. Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have something to see that's like, this is something I want to get into when I retire or do or learn? Like, this is something I'm hell-bent on spending some time on.
I want to learn Spanish.
Nice, man.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, after I'm done playing, you know what I'm saying? But, that would be cool to, you know, be able to learn Spanish and, you know, so I can be around the younger players when I'm, you know, at Himes or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Be able to communicate and talk to those guys and so... That might be something. But I'll never do it.
I want to learn it, but I'll never do it.
You know what else? I want to get back into video games. I don't have time to play video games now, but when I'm done playing baseball, I will.
That's good, man. All right.
I used to be dope in Madden, so I got to get back on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Hixie? Is there something like outside of baseball you're like, you know what? I want to golf, right? Yeah. Okay. There. What's your handicap right now?
My handicap is early as 0.7.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing, man! Would you want to like try and you know when you're done with your baseball career, would you want to try and go golf professionally?
Of course, man! I played in my first tournament this off season actually. Well, not a tournament. I tried to qualify for the Waste Management.
Wow!
But that didn't go well. I'll tell you, man. I was like one over after like 13. And I mean, I already know the scores there got to be low, so I got to start going for stuff. So, I had a par five coming up, bang the driver right down the middle. So I'm lined up for a nice little 225 yard shot, right? So I was like, man, I got to go for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I swung a little bit harder than I usually do, fan that mug off to the right.
Oh.
And then there's just water all around it. And I chipped a pretty good shot, but the greens is fast. I'm going to roll all the way to the water. I was like, there's my chance. This is my dream. I just want to get in. But it was just a learning experience. That was something that I needed to do to kind of prepare me for, when I'm done with baseball.
That's awesome, man. I love it. Well, how would you describe their dynamic, Dee Dee and Aaron's dynamic?
Like brothers.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, more so than anything. I think I mean, that's the only way to describe it.
Because I remember right away when we were talking about, like, years ago, whenever you guys were first on, and we were talking about each of you individually at first, I think, coming on. So he's like, no, we got to do these guys together.
It'd be cool to have them all individually, but it'd be better if they together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which, obviously, the audience now listens to and can appreciate as well. Do you guys when you're on the road, are you guys like hanging out together on the road as well, or is it like your clubhouse dynamic that makes you like brothers?
In the clubhouse.
Yeah.
But when we was down rehabbing at the beginning of the season, I was like the little brother, literally. I go over and knock on his house, be like, yo, man, let me in. Yo, let's do something, man. I'm bored. And then, that's kind of how, what we do, we...
You played a piano.
Learned how to play the piano.
He played, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He played Happy Birthday.
Yeah. Yo, and I killed that song, too.
It was like, ding.
Yo, that got me hype, bro. I'm telling you. That got me hype, bro. That little song, man, it took me like 30 minutes, man. I was like, oh, I almost had it, dog.
That's tremendous.
We did that. We got like little like motorized skateboards.
Yeah.
That we never was, I don't know why we got them.
He told you something.
We just watched fishing. TV and talk. Yeah, went fishing.
Nice,
yeah.
Man.
It's always good fishing down there,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you catch down there?
Snook. What'd you catch that one time? Amberjack.
What is it?
A black drum,
right?
Really? Yeah.
But what's crazy about that though is that was on the first day. The first day we was fishing, right?
Yeah.
So we throw out like three lines. Boom! There goes that black drum, right? We catch it. Ain't see nothing like that the rest of the time.
Really?
And that was right in your backyard.
A month and a half later, and now it's just all catfish. We all bored on catfish. Yeah, get out of here, catfish.
So catfish is not an exciting catch.
No.
I'm totally naive to fishing and what's exciting and what's not.
No, you don't want to catch it.
What did you, didn't you catch a huge-ass marlin at some point? I feel like I saw on your Instagram,
I've
right?
I've caught a few.
That's amazing,
yeah,
man.
This offseason I went to Cabo. We went to Miami, but I went to Cabo. We caught 49 blue stripe marlin in one day.
Oh my god,
this shit was crazy,
man!
I was like letting them off by the end. I was like, oh shit, they got away. Way too tired.
Yeah, like, Cut the line.
And let's go.
That shit was fun though. It was crazy.
See, I think I underestimated how much it takes to actually reel these guys in.
Yeah, dog. So, it's hard. Even those, black drum and everything, it takes a minute.
Yeah,
because we started, it was catfish. Easy, whatever. let it go. Let it go. So then he throws it out. It's like, ooh, I think I got some. It's like this. It kept going like this.
For a while, though, it's like, you know how he throws stuff in and he's like, dang, that's a rock.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just
that's what I thought it was. I was like, that's a rock. I was like, ooh, this is moving.
And then after a while, when you fight for it for a long time, you're like, you have to see it. Like, then you got to get it up because there's a line break. Then you're like, fuck.
So
what, you know what I'm saying?
So when it came out of the water, you got to show him the video. When it came out of the water,
I got the video.
Oh yeah. So he's really and then. So now this is when it gets to the part. Nobody wants to pull it out.
I don't know what it is.
So he didn't know. Like he's like, I'm not gonna pull it out. His brother's like, well, I'm not gonna pull it out. I was like, well, just bring it in. I'll just yank it up. So now I'm like,
because you like afraid to see what it is, or
not afraid? We didn't like what it was in the beginning because we never like. It was just catfish.
We got you.
And then all of a sudden we see a black thing just big just come out of the water. Like, all right. I don't know what this is, but we're going to pull it up here.
Oh my gosh.
It took us a while to get it out of water. Too.
Yeah, we were just over here looking at this fish just flopping around. We're like, I ain't touching it. You touching it? I don't know what that is.
Do you cook them then?
No. You don't need them.
You don't cook the black. You can't eat the black drum.
Oh, no. It would like kill you or something?
They got worms.
They got worms and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've been reading more stories about people dying eating worms and slugs and strange things. Have you seen any? There was some story like this person like ate a salamander on a dare, died. I was just like, oh my god.
They should. Yeah. What the fuck are you eating a salamander for? What the fuck are you doing?
You should.
You're probably gonna die.
You know what's funny is like of all the people in my life, I feel like you'd be the last one. Someone like dares you to do something, you'd be like, fuck that. I'm not doing that.
We were just talking about this yesterday. Yeah. About that dude that was going to eat a dead...
a cockroach.
But it was like for...
$500.
Nah.
No, I mean,
if he's in need, then I get it why he would eat that.
It's just like a dare. No. I agree. Can't be doing that. You guys want to answer a couple interesting questions from our Twitter following?
We have a brand new
Twitter handle, guys.
We do.
Yeah. You want to tell them what the Twitter handle is?
I don't know it.
It's R2C2.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, I don't know it.
We got one.
Got interrupted/R2. You know what I mean? I didn't know what it was.
We got one, but I don't know
what it is.
You know what's funny? Someone said to me, like, one of the questions was, like, is CC following the new Twitter handle yet? It's just R2C2. That's all it is. It's just at R2C2 for audience to listen. Okay. This one is for you, Didi. It's from AshK1989. Is there any hobby you've been wanting to take up, but you haven't yet, and you plan to at some point?
I actually started a new one, too, indoor skydiving.
Really?
Yeah.
Indoor
skydiving. That's how I always wanted to do it, because we went to Topgolf, which is right next to Topgolf in Tampa. So I always go to Topgolf. I'm like, man, I want to check that out. But instead of going, I just go home. and then it was on a Sunday, like after the team broke camp, I was like, I'm doing this. So I just went in. And then funny story, too, like when I got in there, you know, there's like a 5-minute class. And the instructor goes, you guys got any, like any questions? I was like, how do you do turns and stuff? He's like, here you go. You're already talking about turns. You don't even know how to fly yet. I go, look, I'm a quick learner. You will find out as soon as I get there. I want to turn and do everything like right away. And he's like, let's see if you can talk, if you can really do it. So I was like, all right. So I got in the first time. So he's telling me what to do. Like as soon as you got in the first time, they hold you. And then he realized I was actually stable. And then he just let me go.
Wow. Was it scary?
Nah. It's not scary. It's really fun. It's really enjoyable.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, Did you go straight up when he let you go?
Yeah. No, they're not all the way up yet because the wind is not that that powerful, but now I can just go all the way up by myself. I can do anything.
That sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
It is fun. I'm waiting for an update to go to Jersey.
They have
one in Jersey. I think they have one in somewhere around White Plains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, this question's from John Faraci. He says, Hixie, how many protein shakes did you have in the off season? You're jacked.
Yeah, it's just good angles. Yeah, you got to make sure you hit those angles right, man.
The right filter. Yeah, yeah, man. Did you, like, because you put on muscle. Mm-hmm. Did you? Was there, like, certain things dietarily you did to make that happen?
Yeah, I just completely changed my diet, and that's really what happened. I mean, my trainer, Abdul, and Roger, they just do a great job.
Shout out, Abdul and Roger.
Yeah. You know, that was terrific. I mean, you know, it was just, I mean, they do a great job. You know, I mean, they gave me the best shape possible to get ready to have a good season.
Nice, man. All right, this question is for all you guys, which I like this one. Drew G says, cross-country road trip, you have to pick three teammates to go with you. Who would it be, and who would you trust most to control the music?
Everybody I'll let y'all go. Judge.
Everybody goes with Judge.
For the music?
For the music?
Yeah.
Judge, you do the music. And then who? Now, it's not like excluding teammates, right? Because you're not just saying, like, oh, your three favorite teammates. I never let someone ask you
I would
that.
Go. I
but,
would
like,
go,
for a road trip specific, cross-country, you know
on,
what I mean?
Hold on.
I would go.
Let's say New York to California, so it's going to take you, like, 3.5 days.
I would go Judgy for the music, and I would go Guardy. Just in case the navigation broke down. I know that little fucker.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he knows.
That little fucker going to be super prepared. Everything fucking laid out. So I know we're going to get there. So I'm going Judge and Guardy.
That is tremendous. Okay, yeah, good. Bro. All right. How about you guys, Dee Dee? Who are you taking?
Let's see. Who am I taking? I think for fun, for talk shit all the time, I'll take Ro.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Nice. Austin Ro mine. Okay.
Take
very
Ro,
nice.
And so we can argue all the time. I take him too.
I like it. It's gonna be an entertaining ride then. Okay, how about you, Aaron?
It's a good question. It's a really good question.
It's good because it factors in more than just like, oh, who are your best friends on the team? You know, it's not that. Yeah. It's like this is a specific activity where different qualities are, you know, because, you know, you might love someone and be like, I can't take them for 3.5 days in a car, you know, but no, it's good. The audience
I'm taking Cam, spent. Bro. I'm taking Cam. Yeah. All right, Cam coming with me.
Cameron Maben's coming.
Cameron Maben.
Cameron Maben. Yeah. I love that guy, man. He's tremendous.
Yeah, definitely.
He is a great dude. So these episodes, The Shift, it's an iteration of R2C2 we're doing where MLB Players Association actually partnered with us, and they love the pod, and they love, you know, an opportunity for guys to get out their personalities and to learn more than just beyond, you know, the typical questions you guys get asked. And so one of the things they also like for us to ask you guys when you're on, and this is something we did with Price and Mookie as well, is just, you know, what do you love about the game, and what's something you change about the game? So with that in mind, Didi, do you want to go first? What's something you love about the game, and what's something you change about the game?
Something I love. I mean, I've been doing this since I was a kid, and it's like a family thing for me. Mom, dad. Mom played softball professionally in the Netherlands, and my brother played and everything. So I think that's why I love about it. You know, it's a game I played since I was a kid. It hasn't changed. So what?
We talking about the game, bro.
Love for the game, bro. Yeah. It's the love for the game.
Yeah, it's a family connection for you.
Family connection for me. And the change about the game, I just want to keep it the way it is. Like, it gets too much, I don't want to say bad about analytics, but, like, it gets, like, a little bit too much with the shifting and all that stuff. Just keep things, like, the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talk about robot moving the mound back and all that stuff. Just the game has been played the same for so long. So why is it in this generation out there we want to change everything about the game?
Right. You know what? And I think there's a lot of fans who would react the same way as you to that. How about you, Aaron?
Now I want the game to go back to its old ways. Like, I like the old, you know, being able to – cause I mean, now I feel like when I'm running the second for what? To try to do nothing.
Up your slugging.
Like, I want to take somebody out. You know what I mean? Like, that was fun.
Yeah.
Like, that was my reason to run a second. Yeah, like, now it's like, you know, like, I love being able to do that.
Yeah.
I feel like it taught people – you know, infielders, how to get out the way. Yeah. Like, I feel like some guys now, they don't know how
they
to
don't
get
know
out
how to
the
get
way.
Out of way.
You know, and if we accidentally clip their foot,
then it's a problem.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
So let's go back to this, what he's saying. So
2012 when I made my big league debut. We played in the Phillies.
Yeah.
And Dusty came to me. He's like, I'm just going to let you know. I'll let you know one thing. If you don't know how to get out of the way, you're going to learn how to get out of the way.
Wow.
Like, quick. And we're playing the Phillies. So who's there? Chase Utley.
Wow.
First play. Double play. He came in with his foot like almost like.
Oh, my God.
I got out of the way. Like, I jumped over him. And I was like, now I know what you're talking about.
That's a terrific story. Yeah. Whereas today, right, you don't need to worry about it as much, you know? And how about what you love most about the game, Aaron?
I like that the calls are right now with replay. I mean, it does take a while, but, I mean, I feel like when somebody hit a home run or, you know, somebody's out at first on a double play, that's a big, you know, point in the game. I feel like that's – I mean, sometimes, you know, it's a little – but I feel like most of the time, you know, we get the right call and we move on. You know, I feel like, you know, what happened to the pitcher with Detroit.
When he lost,
you know, like that was huge.
Yep.
Huge for him in his career, like earning money after, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
you're right.
Signings and perfect game and all that stuff. Like,
that's a good point, man. That's a really good point.
Yeah. You know, that was huge.
I was saying this just the other day doing a game with Flaherty over the weekend, and I was like, because some ump. He was at first base, got two things wrong, and then the next day, the tag
that
at guy home.
Was fucking terrible. God. Send him to the minors. If we have a game that bad, we go to the minor leagues, coach.
Oh, my gosh.
What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And then he was behind the plate fucking up.
I know. Well, because he missed Urshela.
Oh, my gosh. He was terrible.
And I was just saying, John, I was like, It's hard to believe that just a few years ago we didn't have the ability to correct these calls.
Yeah.
Right?
That would have just been screaming for nothing.
And on some of them it was like alarming how safe
he called
Teoscar
out. He was
he's out.
And then Hernandez just stood there
what are you talking about, bro?
I'm standing on the fucking base.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, on a pickoff.
Yeah. Like, he said that shit loud. Like.
He's like, nah, I'm going to stay right here, dog.
He's like, we didn't even clap for nothing. Nobody was like.
The funny thing is, like, his reaction, I got on first. He got out, he's like.
Hey, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah. Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, like, if you're going to get the call wrong, at least do it with a little less bravado.
He was so sure.
Maybe he's safe. Not like a, absolutely. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, gentlemen. This has been so fun. Thank you guys for hanging out with us again.
Yes,
seriously.
Thanks,
always fun, man.
You guys have wonderful personalities, and we love to get to hear them, and your dynamic is lovely. It really is. It's a lovely dynamic. And, you know, one of the things we've been doing over the last couple pods is we've been letting our guests end the episode by telling the audience what we tell them, which is to make sure to download, listen, rate, and review the pod. Would you guys like to let the audience know? You want to take that?
Bro, why are you doing me, dog?
Because I did so many things yesterday.
All right.
All you got to say is
download, right?
Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe.
There we go.
Yeah.
That's what I'll talk about.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, do that.
Do that.
That's how it is.